You know who's here is Bridget Carey. She is the CNET senior editor and host of CNET Update. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
We were talking about viruses, and there are just, honestly, you have an antivirus program, and yet it still happens. We brought up that Mac computers get them less, but is that really true?
Well, it's more like you've had years and years and years of everyone having a Windows machine, and you know, you naturally have more vulnerabilities in everyone having a different version of Windows, not always upgrading their security. And so if you're going to attack someone, attack where you can make the most impact, right? And now that people are slowly starting to go into Mac computers, we are hearing that you know, these hackers and you know, malicious types are going, you know what? Now it is worth to try to crack into Macs, so to speak. And so you do hear about a virus here and there, but I think the bigger issue isn't so much always, you know, I'm helpless and I get viruses. It's more like we all can get attacked on common threads like email or getting tricked into clicking the wrong things and giving up our passwords. I think those kinds of phishing attacks are more common anyways than other types of viruses. But yeah, in general, it's easier to exploit those on Windows because there's just more of them out there and more Windows users who maybe aren't up to date with every security patch. It just takes longer for things to get patched. And yeah, there's just, it's not good on either side, but definitely worse on Windows, yeah.
The frustrating thing, Bridget, is, and I'm stating the obvious, but it's true, is that when you do everything you're told to do, and I do, I have a real high-end security package as part of it, very expensive security package, and I don't click on things I'm not supposed to, but just regular wear and tear. If you're on the internet, I was telling Wendy, CBS Sport, I was on CBS Sports when I got that last virus, just watching clips from games, and that's all it took.
There is a new wave of malware that can kind of infect your computer just based on hiding inside of advertisements. Not that you have to click on them, but just kind of being loaded into your computer. These legitimate companies, these legitimate websites, you know, they go to a group that says, hey, we'll sell you a bucket of ads, and they kind of just automatically show up. And that third party that's doing the ad, you know, they might buy something from one ad maker that isn't quite right, and suddenly, you know, there are virus ads infecting people's computers from normal websites. So yeah, it's kind of crazy, and there's a lot of criticism in the security world that virus protection software isn't going to help you because they're not always
they're not up to date.
Right,
I mean,
right.
People come up with viruses every
constantly.
Minute.
Yeah,
I think. We're in a time where we used to be able to think, oh, yeah, get virus protection, you'll be safe. I think it's sad, but we have to do more to just back up our stuff on our own, because it happened to me and my computer at home. We don't know why it's just, like, bugging out, and we barely use it. And you have to kind of just back up your stuff, because now you can't even trust that security software will do what it needs to do. Although, I will say, I have gone to Mac since because it's just a little bit of...
I did
safer.
That too, yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Bill.
Just a quick follow-up on this, Bridget. They're wiping my computer clean now. I've brought it to a shop, and they're debugging it or doing their best to. When I get it back, I need to change all my passwords for everything, don't I, right away?
You gave it to them with all your do you have a file that, like, saved all your passwords on your computer, or do you have it, like, in a little written book on your
desk? I keep it,
you know?
Yeah, there's an index card that I keep it in.
Yeah, because, like, they won't know your passwords necessarily just by having your computer.
But they have to have your password to log in,
but
right?
I'm not worried about the guys at the shop. I'm just worried about whoever got into my system initially.
Oh.
That's who I'm worried about.
Well, it is good practice, because if you don't know the source, if you don't know where exactly it came from, you have to now just take precautions. And that's why it's always good to have your email and your Facebook, or like the like really big things, your banking, your email, your Facebook. They definitely always need to be different, because if one gets compromised,
they
won't get into the others. But if your email gets compromised, obviously they can start, you know, sending queries out to Facebook and saying, oh, change my password. Okay, we sent a password reset key to your email.
Yeah.
this is why you need something called two-factor in everything you do. Two-factor, two-step, they call them different things sometimes. It means it's more than just a password. So when you log in from a new computer, it basically needs to send you a text message with a special code to really get in. That way, if someone did have my Google password or my Facebook, I don't have to panic because I know that they can't use it unless they get a code ding to me. And it happened to me. I started getting these text message dings, like, your Microsoft code is here. I'm like, wait a second, someone's trying to get into my Microsoft account because I'm getting text message dings. And they're essentially halted. Now, I still change my password because it's creepy.
It is creepy.
But that kind of layer is in everything now, and you should always have more than one layer because you just don't know where the flaw might happen on the company side, because we're trusting a lot with, you know, these companies and putting everything in their servers, but it could also happen in any kind of way.
All right, I want to show you this, Bill. This is in my junk Gmail. Look at who this email is from.
Attention.
Who it's from at the very top.
Oh, it's from Donald Trump. He's
okay.
The president.
So that sparked my curiosity. It is in my junk folder, but it says, am Mr. Donald Trump, the new president of United States of America, am here to refund the old funds. All that you have problems with your bank, transfer all you need to do. First of all, it's gibberish, but there are spots that ask for my name.
You should give them.
And account number.
Yeah, you should do that.
And routing number.
Wendy, it's the president. He needs it. You got to give it to him.
Bridget, who in the world is going to fall for this?
People who are not... Let's see. How do I put this?
Smart.
Older people.
Naive.
Tend to fall for this. It's the same people who fall for, like, you know, weird calls on your phone that say you won a lottery that you never entered. It's kind of like you kind of wonder, well, why aren't you taking the time to at least spell things right if you're trying to trick me?
Listen to this. Listen to the end of it. Please follow our instructions correctly to avoid no mistake. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought no mistakes.
One of the things that they try to do in all these is try to make you a little nervous.
Yeah.
And if it sounds like it's from the IRS, the government, if it sounds like it's, hurry, something's compromised, follow these instructions very carefully. Things that kind of trigger that nervous feeling that make you suddenly, not take the time to really think it through because suddenly time is on the line or there's someone important calling. It's the same with phone spoofing. Now when you get that caller ID, they can make it say anything on where that phone call's coming from.
That's scary.
So it says IRS or it says, you know, President Trump, whatever it says, you know, it makes you think, well, it must be true if it says it on my phone, but all that can be fake. Just like how if you get an email, they can fake what that email address is from. It could say it's from, you know, whitehouse.gov, and it's not really from there. So,
and Bridget, there's no way, because like on the thing that I have, the virus I have, I told Wendy there's a box with a cartoon of a guy saying, we want to help you, call this number so we can get rid of this virus. But now that we have their number, there's no way that the Better Business Bureau or whoever, they can't track that number and figure out where this is coming from? Is that impossible?
Are you talking about where the virus itself came from? I mean, you can always report this stuff, but they're not able to, like, what they do, if you ever report this kind of stuff, it's they kind of gather it all and can use it in their fight in the future, or they try to, say, get as much information as you can. But the Better Business Bureau, it's also like things like the FTC and FCC, you know, they also join together in hearing complaints about, you know, things like this where they're trying to be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And when I approach them about things like robocalls, you know, I'm like, well, you know, I can't really tell where that's coming from, right? You know,
right.
They go, well, we want as much information as we can. So the more info we get, we can kind of, you know, gather more. But you're not supposed to engage with these things because then it can either infect your computer or bother you on the phone or wherever it's coming from, right?
Right.
So the advice is always don't engage. Yet if you happen to, give us all the information you can.
Right.
And if you call the BBB and report that phone number, it's probably just somebody's cell phone that they, if they get a call from the BBB, they will just change their number probably.
Sure of it.
Well, they also have machines that just rotate numbers so fast.
That
it's really a computer doing these things, and they're coming from other countries. So it looks like the phone number's coming from inside, you know, from maybe it's local, maybe it's another state, but really they're just spoofing it, and it's just you know, firing them off really quickly from another country.
What we've learned today from Bridget Carey from CNET, trust no one.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
So true.
That's how you got to live.
That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. You can go to CNET.com. You can watch the CNET update and see Bridget Carey every day. It is so nice to talk to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Hi, Bridget. We'll take a quick break. Steve with the news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.